The next patient is James Durham. The last name is Delta Uniform Roger Hotel Alpha Mike Durham James. 67-year-old white male with history of microscopic hematuria. It has been going on for more than 5 years. This process has been evaluated for glomerular pathology. Evaluation for vasculitis, anti-GBM, rheumatoid factor, ANA, proteinase, phospholipase, A2 receptor antibody, kappa, lambda, and immune electrophoresis. The workup has been negative. This time, his proteinuria that used to be 1.2 grams per gram of creatinine went up to 2591 milligrams per gram of creatinine, which is substantial. Apparently, the patient couldn't afford the finerenone. And we are now in a situation in which we think that the kidney biopsy is indicated. The patient has a history of arterial hypertension, but this hypertension is under control. Number three, hyperuricemia under control. Number four, coronary artery disease and chronic atrial fibrillation on Eliquis. Following number, the patient has a history of hyperthyroidism that is treated with metimazole by the primary care. We're going to wait for the patient to see the nephrologist that started to see him in South Florida due to the patient being hesitant in doing the kidney biopsy and asking for alternatives. I suggested the second opinion. I gave all the information, all the laboratory workup present in the last 2 years. And once the evaluation is done, the patient is going to call me, and from there we are going to make a decision. The explanation and the pathophysiology of what is going on was explained in detail to the patient. All the questions were answered to the best of my ability. I am going to wait for his call and we'll make a decision. Paragraph, I'm suspecting IgA nephropathy. I have to point out that there is no evidence of deterioration of the kidney function. The patient is CKD stage 2. Paragraph, I invested 15 minutes reviewing the lab, in the face-to-face, 30 minutes in the documentation 8 minutes.